Okay. Now we'll have our brother David Rice come up. Brother David Rice has graciously accepted to lead the prayer, praise, and testimony meeting. So with that, further ado, I'll turn it over to him.
Brethren, just a reminder of the manna text for today, May 15th, comes from a prophetic passage in Habakkuk 3:17. Though the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall the fruit be in the vine, and the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, there shall be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in Jehovah. I will joy in the God of my salvation. I think it's a nice text to kind of remind us that no matter what the outward circumstances may appear to be, we still have a steadfast assurance in Christ and much to rejoice about. Now, maybe your testimony will be along the lines of this text or something else. You're free to express your thoughts as you feel best. And I don't know the arrangement. Is there a microphone for the brethren, or do they? You have a roving mic. Okay. So who would be first to testify today? We have only a short time. Sister Joan.
Very happy to be here. We were going to leave, and I told Brother Martin a story, and he said, you have to testify. And I go, okay, I guess I'll stay. And it is a strange one, but it goes along with what all the talks were today, and along with the fig tree and everything else. Our house has been a total disaster since last October, and anything that could go wrong went wrong. So a month and a half ago, I said, I think we'll go to the Massachusetts convention. So he said, okay. So everything, I got an email, and I said to Brother Martin, I'm interested in going. Is there a place for us to stay? That was about a month ago, a month and a half. So we didn't hear from him, and of course the house is still breaking down, and of course I'm complaining and grumbling and mumbling, and one thing went wrong this week, and my husband said, I don't think we better even think of it because things are so bad. So I'm grumbling some more, and I walk up the stairs to the computer, and I say, Dear Lord, if you forgive me for grumbling like the Israelites, and all I've done is complain, then there will be a message from Brother Martin to tell me that I have a place for the convention. So Wednesday, I go up to the computer, plug it in, there's the message. I have your room. I go, oh no, how am I going to tell my husband this? You know, fuck. So I go downstairs and I go, I think I have something to tell you. And he goes, what? And I said, I think we're going to the convention. So I'm very thankful to be here. And so trust in the Lord totally, because he knew that if I heard from Brother Martin a month and a half ago, I wouldn't have come. So he knew exactly the time and when to do it. So have faith and trust. And I'm glad to be here, and bless. I hope our Father blesses you all.
Thank you, Sister Joan. You know, when the Lord responds so clearly and directly to a thought in our mind, then it's very reassuring, isn't it? Gives us some direction. We go forward with confidence. Thank you. Who would be next today? If you're thinking about it, raise your hand so I know you're thinking about it. Brother Ken, and then Brother August next. Brother Ken.
Brother Dave, and dear brethren, I'm Ken Furnetz from the Dawn at present time. We have two different homes. I don't know which one we live in sometimes. But we're very happy to be here at another convention in Agawam. It's wonderful. We've been here a number of years ago. We've been here last year, and we enjoy it very much. But I'd like to bring you the Christian loving greetings of some of the Dawn family that work there. Randy Shahan wanted to send a special love, as well as many of the others. And other brethren from the Canadian side, Sid Jones, Joan Jones, and other brethren from Winnipeg, as well as from Saskatchewan as well. They're having a planning convention this year in Saskatchewan. And we also have greetings from the brethren from the Philippines. We have greetings from the brethren in Australia. They wanted to be remembered to you here as well. We have a lot of interesting letters, phone calls that were coming in here, and we'll probably have more as we go back, because a lot of people ask the question, well, what do you think of Harold Camping? So you have to answer them somehow. But they want some tracks. So we have tracks made on that, and the name of the tract is Earth Abided Forever. If you want a sample of it, I have here. It's great to be here. We enjoy the lessons that have been presented over the platform here. And I just wanted to mention to you that Sister Betty Langford, she broke her hip. Just below the hip is where her crack is. And so she went through an operation yesterday, and so far she's okay. But she needs our prayers. As well as Sister Tammy Kinsley from Sacramento. She has cancer, and she's had some operations, and but she's not doing too good. We talked to her. She phoned us yesterday, and she's not doing very good. So she needs our prayers. Also greetings from our daughter and son-in-law from Los Angeles, as well as our families from British Columbia. They send greetings to every one of you here. We all love you. We think about you. We pray for you. May God be with you till we meet again.
Thank you, Brother Fernandez. Appreciate your testimony. And Brother August, would you? Yes, Brother August to be next.
Brother August from the New Brunswick class. I don't want to take a lot of your time. It's a short testimony meeting, but I did want to bring some love from New Brunswick, and specifically special love from the Rawsons, Bob and Rebecca Gray, and O.B. Albert.
Thank you. Thank you for your testimony and for your service, which is so much appreciated. I know it means a lot of labor for you and your wife. Who would be next today? Yes, Brother Ron.
Thank you. Brother Ron Batchelder from Hampton, New Hampshire. I want to thank the brethren here at Agawam for putting on the convention. I bring the love and greetings from those up there. Everybody's going through things, and they wish they could be here, but they sent us instead, which is fine. So love to everybody, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate your testimony. Sister Tricia in the back.
I'm thankful to be here. Pardon me. This has been a great convention. I've appreciated everything, the talks and the fellowship. Though I have to say I was kind of dreading coming because I knew that I would be missing Sister Sue and Sister Lisa. And then you get my Sister Gloria, you put all three together. But especially Sister Sue, since it's so fresh, and but I can see her sitting at that table. And I know if she were here, she'd say, thank you for coming. And she'd be smiling. And I pray that she's with the Lord and that she's so busy with her new role that she doesn't have time to worry about it or think about it. And I think that for me, the talks, Brother Gorecki's on forgiveness last night was very helpful to me, and the rest of the discourses and panel have been very, very helpful to me. So our brethren, I apologize, I'm very congested, sorry. Our brethren that have gone before us, not just these brethren, but so many that have gone before us, we miss them. And we give thanks for being able to walk together. And it makes me want to treasure our fellowship together and our bond in Christ with each of us, to treasure that, what we have together, and not take it lightly. So I give thanks for being part of this great privilege in Christ, and has to want the brethren here to know in Agawam that we feel their loss, and especially Brother Fred.
Thank you, Sister Tricia. I think just thinking about the convention coming so close after losses of this kind gives a little somber tone to it and makes us appreciate what the class here is undergoing. You know, when you think about the people that have gone on before, there's always the thought of giving flowers, you know. But the flowers carry a fragrance, and that fragrance sometimes perhaps is emblematic of the memory of those that have gone. And something about the loss makes the good parts of their life all the more meaningful and rememberable. And I'm sure that will be sanctified to Brother Fred and to the brethren here. But all of us can appreciate the reflections on those lives well lived and now finished. Who would be next in testimony? Now, Brother Rick, since you're right there, I have a question, and I'm interested to know how your second program went. I presume that was this morning on the subject.
I'm Brother Rick Sarasi, and I just wanted to jump right up. By God's grace, the radio program this morning was the second part of talking about the return of Jesus due to the extraordinary publicity of the May 21st, 2011 rapture and the beginning of the end of the world date coming up next Saturday. So we had a wonderful privilege last week to talk about why does Jesus return, and this week it was how does Jesus return. And brethren, it is one of the greatest thrills of my life, I tell you, to lay out, be given time to lay out scripturally the process of the return. First of all, establishing that Jesus returns, it's the picture of the sunrise, the lightning, the sun from the east into the west, and then establishing the thief in the night, establishing the three phases, the parousia, epiphania, and the apocalypsis. And it's interesting because you talk about these things, and we talked about the establishment of Israel and said, look, these are the signs, and now you've thought about these in terms of this means that he's coming, but we're telling you this means that he's present. It means he's here right now and has been for a long time. And people don't get it. They just don't get it because it's out so far out of their thinking. But it was and most of the folks that called in this morning were very focused on, well, the date doesn't matter, I just want to be ready. So it was an interesting opportunity to witness. I told some of the brethren that built on this is another side opportunity. Several times over the past few months, I've been able to be interviewed on the radio station in Knoxville on their morning show. On either a Thursday or Friday, they usually give me 2 or 3 minutes to talk about the coming Sunday's program. So we arranged to do this for this week because it's such a big subject. And I was fully expecting 2 or 3 minutes of just, you know, cramming in, here's what we're going to talk about, you really want to listen. And the two hosts of their morning show, Ed and Bob, just wouldn't stop asking me questions. And they kept me on for 13 plus minutes. There was a commercial break they wanted me to hold on to through, and it was astounding to me that I wasn't prepared because I'm expecting 2 minutes, and 13 minutes is a long time to be asked questions when you've got hundreds of thousands of people listening. So it was a wonderful opportunity to just talk about the plan of God, his forethought, the position Israel plays, and the fact that the world doesn't have to be afraid of the return of Jesus. It is in fact something that is wonderful. The Antichrist isn't walking around somewhere. These were all the questions that we were going over in this interview. So by God's grace, we had a wonderful opportunity this morning to express a part of the present truth that we've been so privileged to know, and that is that Jesus is here. And he is bringing this age to an end and bringing in the messianic kingdom with a flurry. And we are so grateful for that. So please pray for us. It is and I know I sound like a broken record, but it is an amazing privilege to do this week after week after week after week. It's like I'm spoiled because I'm so privileged. Really. And we're just so grateful that the Lord continues to open doors We're trying some new things, and we'll see how those go. On one other note, we were talking about the loss of the brethren here in Agawam. It wasn't so many years ago that I was preparing to serve at this convention, and I was finally going over my notes. I think it was on the Saturday morning of the convention, and Sister Arlene called me and told me that Brother Alex Gunzuski had passed away. And I remember the conversation I had with her that day. And so through her tears, she asked me what my talk was on. And I said, well, the theme scripture is the joy of the Lord is your strength. And it turns out that she had a plaque that she wanted to give me that Brother Alex had carved with that very scripture sitting right in front of her, said, I was going to bring this tonight to give you. And it was just a touching reminder of the Lord's providential overruling. And I remember giving the talk and putting the plaque right on the platform, right on the podium, and sort of remembering Brother Alex at that time. And it seems as though this convention seems to have that effect on looking back and remembering some of those who have gone before. So our hearts and prayers do go out to those brethren with their losses. And again, brethren, please pray for us.
Thank you, Brother Rick, for your testimony, your remembrances and reflections. You know, you mentioned you're very delighted with have the opportunity. Some brother might not be so delighted to be pressed so often every week for this kind of situation. So I think the Lord has given the opportunity to those who can appreciate it and enter in with zeal. We thank you for your effort on that. Who would be next this afternoon? Yes, Sister Harriet.
I'm Sister Harriet Simonis from the Waterbury Ecclesia, and most of the class is here, but Brother Paul did want to be remembered, Paul Balco, to the brethren. He planned on going out to Pennsylvania this weekend and take some things out because the brethren know, I think he will be moving out there later on this year. We never know what the Lord is going to overrule or provide or what our experiences will be, but we know the Lord is with us in whatever the experiences are. And accepting those changes in our circumstances is a challenge, but it's also a privilege to rely on him and to trust him in whatever is before. And we certainly have been remembering the brethren here in Agawam because we know it has been a very hard year for them. We know the Lord is with them in their experiences. I had mentioned this at Hartford and also at New London, but I do have alternate directions for the Waterbury Convention on Sunday, if any of the brethren want them, if they come through Waterbury, because there is usually a bicycle race that takes place, and sometime the brethren coming through Waterbury get stuck behind the bicycle race, and so I do have alternate directions if anybody wants them. I have them with me. And please remember us in prayer and the class, because this probably will be our last convention. And we don't know, you know, when Tony and I were married and I came to Connecticut, there were 35 or more in the class, and so now we have 5. And the Lord knows, and the classes are getting smaller. And as it was with John the Baptist, this side it decreases and the other side it increases. And we remember you in prayer and ask that you remember us also.
Thank you, Sister Harriet. Whatever experience the Lord gives us is the thing to focus on and to take care of, and by that means, responsibly, to show our pleasure at doing whatever his course would be. And we can prove our faithfulness in whatever mundane circumstance by just being faithful to what he has in front of us. Thank you for your testimony. Who would be next? Well, then I'll add a little testimony while we're waiting for another hand. You know, I don't suffer physical malady very often. Last week I did, and it surprised me. There were about 5 days when I had a severe pain up in this area, and I didn't really understand the cause, but I knew I could tough it out. But it was difficult. I remember nights of raking up 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock, couldn't sleep. Finally got some attention for it. But I remember thinking, you know, we don't pray for physical relief from the Lord. We never do. And because that's physical, that's mundane, we put that on the altar. Whatever he wants, we'll accept. But I do remember thinking, you know, with this pain, it's just ever present. I just can't be productive. So I took it to the Lord, and I said during one of those 5 hours of just about sleeplessness, I said, you know the circumstances. You know what I want to do. We'll just leave it with your care, whatever you think is best. And the next morning, when I finally drifted off to sleep and I got up, when I woke up, and I took a little pain relief because I knew I was going to need it, and that was it. I haven't felt that pain since then. After that, I went to the doctor after the pain was gone, and of course he conferred with me and I learned a lot of good things. But I have an opinion why it left, but you know, it's the timing of circumstances whereby the Lord deals with us and he overrules appropriately as he thinks is best. But I remember saying at the time I was wrestling with an issue that I wanted to understand. It was a point of study that I was deliberating on. And I said to myself and to the Lord, if by this experience there might be an added treasure in finding the answer to my question, then I'll be very thankful. And lo and behold, I found something that was very compelling to me. I'm still considering the issue. But it's always the timing and the circumstance, how the Lord directs an experience to turn our attention in the right way and realize we're always dependent upon him. So I'm thankful, and it's a testimony of thanks for the Lord's overruling. But I always want to accept whatever it is pleasantly. Now I come to a convention, I see many brethren that have afflictions of a really serious nature and patiently enduring those for a long time. So when a light one comes and troubles me, then I realize how much people have gone through faithfully for a long time. Well, we have time for more testimonies, and I would like to hear the next person. Yes, Sister Judy. Up here in the front.
If you don't mind, I need to sit. I'm just very grateful that I've been able to come today. My husband, I think you all know that he's ill. He has Alzheimer's and dementia. But he's able to, by God's graces, to be able to take medication that does help it, which in some cases doesn't help it at all. He lost his mother in December, and the dear brethren had sent so many cards to him, and I do very much appreciate that. He also lost a 22-year-old nephew that they don't know what happened to him. So I've been going to, well, it's just been like 4 more deaths came within our family and friends. And I am just very grateful to the Lord that I've been able to pray for the families that are going through so many trials. And with this, my husband's niece is quite ill with her losing her son and my sister-in-law. So anyways, but by God's graces, I'm praying that in some way, I'm waiting for things to be a little bit better. And if it's the Lord's will, that in some way I can comfort them. But if not, I can pray for them, and that means a lot to me. I'm grateful also to be able to have a class, which I go to the New Haven class now, and our dear Joanne is able to drive me there and take me home, and the fellowship that I can have with her, and being able to be in an area where I don't have to pay toll calls. I can call my brethren in New Haven, and I just can't tell you enough how grateful that I am that I have come to, that I was called by the Lord, and to be able to consecrate. And I've had so many beautiful brethren, and I do love them all. And I do try very hard to give the benefit of the doubt to different ones that I meet, as well as those that are not in the Lord. And by God's graces, I believe that I'm making progress and trying to overcome. And I love all of you, and I pray for you all.
Thank you, Sister Judy. We appreciate that. You know what the scripture says about the woman who contributed what she could. She has done what she could. And at the end of our life, if that's the testimony on your behalf, then you'll be an overcomer with rich reward. Thank you for your faith and your testimony. We're going to close here now. Turn it back over to Brother Fred. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother David. Many wonderful testimonies given. If I may, we close with hymn number 168, What a Savior. You could consider that my testimony to God and honoring my wife, Susan, because that was her favorite hymn. And I know we've all been sitting for a while, so please, we'll... Those who are able to stand, and then we'll close with Brother David in prayer.
Loving Heavenly Father, we do thank Thee for the tender way in which You lead our course.
always cognizant of every circumstance in our life. We thank thee for thy direction and thy leading and the evidence from time to time punctuated that we feel the direct presence of your care and love for us. We thank thee for thy care for all of the brethren. We ask that to continue until our course is complete. We do thank thee for the memory of those that have gone before and pray that we might seek in remembering what you saw in their heart, that we might emulate those good characteristics. We pray for thy promised kingdom and the morning of joy for all of us and all of the world. In Jesus' name, amen.